Once a month in this congregation, we take communion. We celebrate the Eucharist. The Eucharist indeed means a celebration in the Greek. And we take time to come and do this, as it says in the Word of God, in remembrance of Him. We've got so many great things about Jesus to remember, don't we? He's great, He's marvelous, He's wonderful. All of those things we declared this morning, that's Jesus. And He went to the cross for you and for me. Let's see, Shannon brought up the Lenten services. We have our friends and family and the faith all over the region are beginning the season of Lent. Thank you. And there will be services up in Hadlock and Irondale and Oak Bay Baptist. And on the sixth one, we have our grace gathering on Wednesday nights. And so this year, we're not going to forego those. We'll continue our grace gatherings. But on the sixth night, and we'll let you know, we'll be joining in and asking you to take the time to drive up the road to Oak Bay Baptist with us and celebrate with the community of Christ as we enjoy His presence together. I'll be preaching that night, but it's a real declaration of how we stand with the family of God in this region. So hold on to that time schedule, and we'll be announcing that more as we go. But communion is an opportunity to celebrate and remember Him. And we partake of an open table here. That means you don't have to be a member of this congregation in order to partake of communion, but you do need to have your life surrendered to Jesus. This is an opportunity, if you've not done so before, to give your life to Him. Ask Him to be your Lord and Savior, to come into your heart and save you, to forgive you of your sins. If you've done that, this is an opportunity to draw even closer to Him, to remember what He has done. The Scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the message of communion, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which He was betrayed took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Well, the good news is that Jesus took the chastening upon Himself. He took your sins and mine. He took our stripes. By His stripes, the Bible says, we're healed. But He died in our place, and so we've got so much to give Him thanks for. What we're going to do is we're going to pause for just a moment. If there's anything that remains that not taken care of between you and the Lord, take care of it right now. The good news of grace is you get to come to a loving God, ask Him forgiveness, and then by faith receive such a bounty of forgiveness and mercy from God. How many know in this room how much He loves you? That's what this is all about. If there's a relationship difficulty between somebody in this room and yourself, I urge you to take care of it. If there's a relational difficulty between somebody who's not in this room, take care of it at your first opportunity and then partake of communion. Make a commitment that you'll get it right with that person and then enter into communion with celebration. If you've tried in a relationship and someone doesn't want to make it good with you, but you've tried with them, then you have to leave them in the hands of the Lord while you love and forgive and enter into communion, because the Lord wants us to do these things in remembrance of Him. Can we do that, church? All right, let's just pause for just a moment. Then I'll lead us in prayer. Lord Jesus, as we come to You this morning, we are just filled to overflowing with joy. We're so glad to be saved. We're so glad to be forgiven and redeemed. We're so glad, Lord, that You took the punishment for us. We're so glad, Jesus, that You're the only leader of any religion in the entire planet who died and then returned to life, having borne our sicknesses, sorrows, and griefs upon Yourself and our sins. Lord, as we hold the bread in our hands this morning, we understand this becomes Your body, which is broken for us, and we partake in faith becoming part of that great body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you say thank you out loud? Thank you, Jesus. Now we partake of the fruit of the vine. We see your blood shed for us, the blood that ratified the new covenant. You signed it in your blood, the New Testament. Lord, we thank you that we are inheritors of the grace of God and the grace of life. Right now, by faith, we receive you, Jesus, and love you, and do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so great, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We're